Welcome to Walking in His Word, everybody. Coming at you from Cornerstone Church in Highland, Michigan. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday, which is the best day of the week, except for Sunday. Here at Walking in His Word, we love Fridays. If you're brand new listening to us and you're wondering why we love Friday so much, we just like Friday, folks.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you don't get it, then you might not ever get it. It's Friday, folks.
That's right.
Failure is not final.
Yeah.
Most people, Pastor Aaron, fear failure so much, they won't even do nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. I loved it when I learned this lesson. I had failed so many times.
Yeah.
And I would think nobody's going to show up next week.
Right.
Because, yeah, you're like the young adults pastor, you're the youth pastor, you run the internship around here. You would like fail all these things.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't think anybody's ever showing up next week.
Right.
And not only did everybody show back up, but like maybe even more.
Yeah.
And then you realize maybe what I considered failure wasn't.
Right.
And then you realize, am I even should I even be thinking that this is failure?
Yeah, right, right.
Or should I just use this as this is just growth opportunities?
Yeah.
A light bulb turned on.
Man, that's awesome.
That these are not failures. These are just growth opportunities.
Come on.
Yeah. We tried something new. It flopped. But there's something there.
Right.
Maybe we can try again. Little tweaks.
Yeah. Right.
It might not flop. If it did flop and everybody still showed back up, so it must not have been that. But see, like we will turn these little molehills into mountains that you're like insurmountable mountains.
Yeah, yeah.
And you paralyze yourself.
Yeah.
But I really want to say out there, I mean, your failures really, truly aren't really failures.
Yeah.
And I don't know how else to explain it. It was like this light bulb turned on. It comes with trying and like service after service after service and like failed message after failed message. And you realize I don't really have to be perfect.
Yeah.
And I'm never going to be perfect.
Right.
And God's got me.
Yeah.
And these really aren't big deals. They're big deals to me. And then I'm looking around going, I don't think they're big deals to anybody else. And they stopped being big deals to me.
Right. Come on.
And you kind of hit this point of like, I don't know if it's called maturity or what, but like they're just not as big as they used to be. And then somebody else kind of younger comes along and you see them struggling with failure and you're trying to convince them, this isn't really a big deal. I promise. It's not really that big of a deal. I promise. And you're hoping that the light bulb turns on for them too.
Yeah. That's so good. I love that.
Let's go to the message.
Let's do it.
And also, every warrior or soldier of Christ fights the inner fear of inadequacy. I'm not enough. I'm not enough. I don't have what it takes. When I look at myself, I see lack. I see fear. I see weakness. I see failures. When I look at myself, I'm inadequate. I'm not enough. And I have good news and bad news. Which do you want first? I'll give you the bad news. You're not enough. I'll give you the good news. You're not enough. It depends on how you look at it. If your perspective is, oh, that's bad news. I'm not enough. I guess I won't do it. Okay, but if you look at it as good news with a different perspective, you're not enough. I'm not enough, but that means He's enough. I can glory in my weakness because I know when I'm weak, He is strong. So if I'm not enough, then He needs to be enough, and He is enough. Therefore, I am enough in Him. That's the good news. In Jesus Christ, we have everything we need to win. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. So we can go forth in victory. We can do what God's called us to do. We can make a stand in these evil days. We can shine our light. We can testify of our faith. We can vote our biblical values. We can pray for our nation. We can teach our children. We can go forth and be salt and light and not be good for nothing but and trampled underfoot, but rather be worth something in God because we are bold in our faith. Somebody say that's good preaching. It is good preaching. I'm enjoying it. Sure beats my first message. 10 minutes, and I was done. I was embarrassed. You remember your first message? I was humbled. You might say humiliated. I stepped away from that pulpit with my proverbial tail between my legs. How? Why would you call me? How am I ever going to do this? I just don't see it ever happening. But with the call of God comes the equipping of God, comes the gifting of the Lord, comes the strength of God, comes the discipline of the Lord, comes all that, all of heaven's resources comes your way. Comes your way. You might be saying, but I don't feel qualified yet. Well, maybe God is still working on you. But I do know this, if you are a child of God, God wants to begin to use you right where you're at. Just start trusting Him and step out in faith and maybe do something simple and see if God will bring about a victory. The Bible says that God can command victories. Doesn't it say that? He can command victories. Praise the Lord. I'm going to close with this question. What spiritual resource are you underutilizing as you wage your spiritual battle? You know, all things that pertain to life and godliness He hath granted us. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. God gives us spiritual resources. And many times we underutilize the weapons of our warfare, which are mighty in God, right? The renewing of our mind, the power of prayer, the word of the Lord, our worship, fasting, Bible commitment, fellowship, obedience to God, our simplicity of faith. These are resources that God uses to work in us and through us, to strengthen us and empower us, to teach us and to train us. And many times we underutilize these spiritual resources, these spiritual disciplines, because we get busy or we think little of them, or somehow, I got this, I can handle this. No. God's calling always takes us beyond what we can handle in ourselves. I hope and trust that you want to do something for the Lord, that you believe that God wants to use you, that you can make a difference right where you're at, that you don't have to be dwelling in a cave, living in a hole, filled with fear, overcome by culture, overcome by just the darkness that's out there. But let's shine our light, let's step forward, let's share our faith, let's be bold, let's pray, let's believe God, let's witness, let's invite, and let's just see what God can do. Somebody say amen to that. Bow your heads in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Man, do you feel like a Gideon? A fearful warrior? Fears. The fear of failure, the fear of inadequacy, the fears that come with insecurities, fears. Boy, I tell you what, they can grip our hearts. Are you like Gideon, just looking at yourself and your upbringing, your family, and just saying, how can I? Oh, Lord, choose somebody else, use somebody else. Maybe you compare yourself with others. They're more gifted, they're more anointed, they're smarter, they're more educated, they have more opportunities, they have more resources, they have more money, they have more friends, they whatever. You just compare yourself to others, and the Bible says that's not wise. Gideon compared himself to his family and said, I'm the least of my family. He's just comparing himself to others, and he believed that others were better than him. But God said, you're a mighty man of valor, and I just want to pour into you the word of the Lord. You, in the eyes of God, are strong and mighty in Christ. And you are fully equipped to do all that God's called you to do. He has put his spirit on the inside of you, and so what's on the inside of you is greater than the devil that's in this world. And he's given you all the strength and all the anointing for you to be victorious in this life, in the season that you find yourself in the job where you work, in the home where you live, in the church where you minister. He's equipped you and caused you to be an overcomer, and he wants you to bear much fruit. I want you to believe God for that. What is God asking you to do? How can you make a difference in this very dark world? Well, respond to the Spirit of God. Even if something small, do that, trusting the Lord. God will use your faith, your trust.
I was listening to an interview with a high school baseball coach recently, and he said that one of the biggest struggles for him teaching these young boys and these high school men about baseball was they always wanted to succeed at everything they did. He said, which was great, except in baseball, he said, baseball is really a game of failures.
Wow, it's true.
And he said, if you fail 7 out of 10 times at the plate, you are considered great.
Yeah.
And he said, but nobody ever looks at baseball that way, or these young boys never looked at it that way. Huh. They would get up to the plate and they would strike out once and they would just be defeated.
Yeah.
He said, man, I can't do it. Like, this pitcher's too good. I'm never going to be able to get it. And he's like, you have to shift this mindset. There is going to be failure in this game. You're going to strike out. You're going to get thrown out of the plate. You're going to get, hit at the shortstop. You're going to get out.
Yeah.
That's part of the game. This is a game of failure, but the successes, when they do happen, we need to capitalize on those moments. We're going to move forward because of those failures and because of the successes. When we do get a hit, it's going to be a big moment for us. And I was thinking about, I grew up in a baseball family. My parents played baseball. I played baseball. My brother played baseball all through high school, went down to Florida for a big, huge tournament, this like World Series championship thing. Like, I've been in baseball since I'm a kid, but I've never thought about baseball that way.
It's true, though. It really is true.
It's really true. And I was thinking, man, I want to look at my failures in life that way. I mean, like, okay, it's going to happen. We're going to move on and we're going to get it next time.
Yeah.
Very similar to what you were saying earlier. And I loved this whole message this entire week talking about Gideon, man, because I feel this Gideon mentality. I feel inadequate. I feel insecure. I feel like I'm not good enough. But realizing that my ability to impact the kingdom of God doesn't really come from me. It comes from the power of the Holy Spirit and my willingness to say yes when an opportunity shows up. My willingness to step back up to the plate after I've failed and just try it again.
What a great word. Hey, if you're looking for a great church out there, let me personally invite you out to Cornerstone this Sunday. We got 2 services, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. God is doing awesome things here at the church. You are personally invited to experience it, be a part of it. Mm-hmm. We'd love to see you. Do not be a stranger. Thank you for listening to our show today. You can find more information about Cornerstone Church at our website, cornerstonehighland.com. Please subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook. I want to personally invite you out to church this Sunday. We got 2 services, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. And we live stream our 11 a.m. services. You can find the stream on our website, on our Facebook page, or on our YouTube page. It's been great to be with you today, everybody. See you next time.